RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews How to Be Single, now playing in area theaters.
Have you ever seen an episode of How I Met Your Mother? Then you've seen the majority of How to Be Single. Some of the most predictable and lackluster forces behind recent romantic comedy join forces to bring what they hope will be millions of single women together in the multiplex, eager to learn the ins and outs of the single life. Huddled together in the dark, these misled, unfortunate lasses will not learn any new tips or tricks on navigating singlehood, and may walk out of the theater close to content. They are smart enough to recognize when Hollywood attempts to take advantage of them. I believe three of the main characters in How I Met Your Mother attended Wesleyan. So do Alice and Josh, played by Dakota Johnson and Nicholas Braun. At the end of season one, Lily breaks up with Marshall on a quest to find out who she is sans relationship and experience life unencumbered from a significant other. In How to Be Single, Alice takes a break from Josh to find out who she is without her boyfriend of the last 4 years. She makes a dash for New York City, where her new best friend Robin, played by Rebel Wilson, tells her there is no such thing as a break, as proven by Ross in season three of Friends. These trite comparisons to network sitcoms warn you how derivative the story is. Of course, Alice realizes she made a mistake getting rid of Josh after some meaningless one-night hookups. Josh's retort is wonderful. "I didn't need to go off and experiment to figure out I loved you. Way to go, buddy." Unfortunately, How to Be Single has another 90 or so minutes to go before it lets us off the hook. Alice will have to create her own nest in the big, scary city and navigate through three or so men to bravely find her true self. After Alice, the rest of the cast are interchangeable supporting characters. Rebel Wilson is by far the most memorable standout and the most enjoyable when she is on screen, which really is not that much. Her sexually laced one-liners are way over the top and place this film firmly out of reach of the teenaged crowd. Channeling her character from the two Pitch Perfect films, Rebel really only has a couple of notes. Loud, brash, in charge, pretty much just synonyms of loud. Rebel Wilson's Robin, which for the observant is a character name lifted straight from How I Met Your Mother, gives the obligatory speeches on the right versus the wrong way to be single. According to the screenplay, the wrong way to be single is Lucy, played by Alison Brie. Lucy just moved in above a bar with spotty Wi-Fi, which is inconvenient for the girl who developed her own dating website algorithm to find her perfect match. Lucy knows exactly when she is getting married. It's 18 months after the first day she meets her match. Tom the bartender, played by Anders Holm, is the Barney Stinson of How to Be Single. He is a playboy looking to never settle down and takes pity on poor Lucy. I know you have figured this part out by now, but Tom falls in love with long-term relationship-looking Lucy, and whatever is he to do with this calamitous opposites attract scenario? Back to the Barney Stinson comparison. In How I Met Your Mother, Barney took us on a tour of his apartment in season one to show us how unfriendly it was for girls to sleep over at his place. Tom the bartender does the exact same thing. At least try to cover up the direct theft. Screenwriters Abby Cohn and Mark Silverstein previously adapted the novels He's Just Not That Into You and The Vow into screenplays. They do the same job here from Liz Tuchello's 2008 novel. If you, listener, happen to have both seen this film and read that book, let me know if the novel is a How I Met Your Mother Season 1 rehash. Cohn and Silverstein also co-wrote 2010's Valentine's Day, a plot extremely similar to this hodgepodge of characters looking for love in all the wrong places with all the wrong people. Not to be outdone in the large genre of insipid romantic comedies, this is not director Christian Dieter's first attempt at sappy Will They or Won't They. He brought us 2014's loathsome Love, Rosie, a rom-com even worse than his new one. In Love, Rosie, Dieter strung out a will-they-or-won't-they relationship for a good 30 or so years before the two lovebirds finally got together. Migraines all around. I hope the single ladies of the world on Valentine's Day refuse to take the bait. It's 2016. You're above this nonsense. You're above the most obvious character arcs this side of soap opera, and montages meant to convince you that whatever you're doing with your life is wrong because you're not jumping up and down in a club like Rebel Wilson. Above all, How to Be Single contradicts itself. It claims to be about what it means to be single today, partying, having fun, and dating. However, it's a lie. It's just like all the rest, with every character biting their nails until where/whenever they finally meet the one. That is why I give How to Be Single 1.5 out of 4 stars.
How to Be Single is rated R, now playing in the Tampa Bay area at Regal Largo Mall 8, Park Place Stadium 16, Movico Sundial 19, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. Radio St. Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.